More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning.
Tuesday.
Here we are.
One's favourite day is here. Now, look.
Is it?
Well, look, I don't know. I don't know if anything is anyone's favourite day at the moment.
Yeah.
WA travel bans kick in at midnight tonight.
Yes, now, if you need to get within a different region to get home or whatever, you need to do it before midnight.
Well, yeah, because I'm not sure when things will revert back at this stage, but it will probably be weeks. So that means travel between Perth and Peel, obviously, is allowed, but from midnight tonight, movement outside those zones only for essential services.
So if somehow you're hearing this and you're in the southwest, you need to get home to Perth, do it today.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see what develops there. Now, also, big news, while the location hasn't yet been announced, Peel's own COVID clinic is coming.
Good.
MP David Templeman said the state government had identified a preferred site, and Health Minister Roger Cook announced yesterday that a clinic would be open in the Peel region, likely within the next week.
Yeah, but it needs to be ASAP. You can't really beat around the bush with this, can you?
It's amazing how quickly they can move on some things, though.
I know.
Isn't it?
Like, I know. In a year's time when we're building this. We can build it in a week.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll sort the roadworks out over a 17-year period. But, like, when it really comes down to it.
Yeah.
How about those new police drones?
They're pretty spooky, aren't they?
I mean, a mate of mine actually already said we're living in sci-fi territory now.
It is like a sci-fi movie.
That pretty much, I'm pretty sure, I was trying to work out which one it was. It reminded me a bit of 1984. There was a lot of Big Brother in there, but also the Blade Runner futures.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of those street scenes. Anyway, we might explore that a bit later. But look, anything that will that will sort of, keep this under control, I suppose.
Yeah. And I mean, good news that they're testing people that now have symptoms.
Exactly.
Everyone. People away if you didn't have contact with someone who was infected or
been overseas.
But now if you've got respiratory symptoms and a fever, they will test you.
I'm guessing that's because we've got more kids. I'm assuming that means obviously some new shipment and new supply of kits have arrived.
Possibly. I think they were saying something about the infection rate lowering in those that were coming from overseas, so they now have room to do more people. So.
Good. Well, that's cool. And in amongst all of this, I see some opportunistic thieves took advantage of shutdowns to raid a Dutch museum and steal a painting from Vincent van Gogh.
I saw that.
Which is pretty sad.
Yeah, why?
Well. You can't
just
sell
cause.
It. Has somebody been stocking up on toilet paper to buy it? I don't know. I don't understand. But anyway, I guess the word here is just keep an eye out. If you see any cheap Dutch bastards pop up on Mandurah Buy and Sell, then, let the authorities know.
Nikki and Zamello's Three Things You Need to Know.
All right.
There you are.
First of all, the main message I guess the government is sending us is to, if you can, stay at home.
Yeah.
If you're at work or school, obviously, that's okay. If you're off to the doctors, that's okay too. If you're doing an essential shop or exercising, then, these are the exceptions.
Mm.
And then just to give it a bit more detail, because they don't always go into it, firstly, the two-person rule doesn't include family members of the same household. So you can all go for a walk or go kick a footy in a park. Playgrounds are off limit, but parks are so far okay, and so is the beach. And secondly, the limit of two people includes visitors to your home. So you can only essentially have one outsider in your home to visit if someone's coming over.
If they must.
If they must, exactly.
Look,
right.
Just call them if it's your family. I think it's probably safer for you and your family if you
it
call
is.
Them. But yeah, you can do it.
Although they have said you can visit your family if you need to. And I know Andy from Tech Daily said this was last week as our third point, unrelated to things, but I have sources that say that, in fact, March 31, so today, is World Backup Day.
There you go.
If you missed out on the chance, here's a second stab at it.
Yep.
Back up your data.
No one knows when it actually is, but just do it.
Just make every day backup day and your photos will be safe.
Yep.
Last day of March. Now,
it is too.
I know often, that means people go, oh, here we go, what's going on in the world of gags and stuff, but
look, I don't think there's going to be many April Fool's jokes tomorrow. I think, what did we say?
Google have, like, now I didn't even realise that Google were famous for their April Fool's jokes, but they have decided that they're not going to be spreading any misinformation through their various platforms tomorrow. Unless this is some kind of elaborate day before April Fool's gag and they're going to pounce on us like a cat tomorrow.
Look, I feel like it's not the time in the world.
It's not really the time for April Fool's gags, is it? So we're probably going to, follow Google's lead here.
Yeah.
How strange is that to say? But anyway.
Well, if you had any doubt that life had entered the realm of a sci-fi movie, I reckon yesterday's announcement that police drones would police drones would take the skies of WA to enforce social distancing, right?
Yeah.
I reckon that might have confirmed things.
Well, they've been doing that over in Italy. Yeah, they have been telling people to go home. Like, yeah.
So police sirens, public service announcements can be heard from the black drones that also have blue and red police lights to make sure they get your attention. All they're really missing is an onboard taser, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
The word is that they'll be patrolling public areas like, you know, parks and beaches and cafe
streets.
The
ones that are shut, yeah.
I was trying to think of what sci-fi movie it reminded me of, and I think it was most like the original Blade Runner. They were using drones for advertising billboards. But
yeah.
Yeah. For those that haven't heard it, here's what it sounds like.
This is a public service announcement from the WA Police Force. We would like to remind everyone in the surrounding area to ensure they are social distancing.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colonies. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Please visit www.wa.gov.au.
Look, confusing message that they're sending there, but I like it.
Yeah.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with stories from the seclusion, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, the golden god, David, has won Survivor All-Stars 2020, taking home $500,000 for his family.
Nice.
That is a lot of money. Well deserved, though, for spending, 50 days in the jungle.
And was that not far after doing it not long before?
He was in season 4, I believe. Okay. So I'm not sure how many years ago that was. But anyway,
still earned.
Yeah, definitely well earned. He took out the title over Shan, the poor thing, who unfortunately lost at the final two once again. So she collectively has spent 100 days on Survivor and she didn't win
again.
She's the Shannon Knoll of the Survivor world, the poor thing. Now, David says he's going to use the money to relocate his family back to Australia from the US and help his wife, who has lupus, and his daughter, who is dyslexic. He's also going to make some donations to the Fijian villages surrounding where Survivor was filmed.
Well,
some of them don't have clean water, so he's going to donate towards them. And he reckons he's going to have a little bit of fun too and buy at least one new motorbike.
Fair enough, too.
Good on him. Bob Dylan has just dropped a surprise 17-minute song about President Kennedy. Assassination.
Well, it's topical, at least.
I know. He's how many years late? This song's called Murder Most Foul.
Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Goddard, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonardo. Shut your mouth, say it, or I slow down.
See why it goes for 17 minutes.
And it's a murder most foul.
There it is, see, murder most foul.
Only thing I got out of that was shut your mouth. That's the only thing I can understand.
Anyway, there you go.
Kenny Rogers has gone back to number one after his death last week.
Too.
Yep, his greatest hits compilation just hit number one on the Billboard Top Albums. Good on him. And legendary rocker Alan Merrill, who wrote I Love Rock and Roll, has died from coronavirus. He recorded the original version of I Love Rock and Roll with his band The Arrows in 1975, but perhaps best known when Joan Jett covered it and made it the massive hit that it was. Crank that today.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.